stories of real-life heroes are on our minds today. Who are the heroes in your life? Eugene, Oregon. Shannon Gohl, the physical therapist that saved my life and gave me the education to build a new life.
Hi, my name's Bob, calling from Needham, Mass. My hero is Lynn Bradley. 31 years ago, she started a program of bringing an acting troupe of recovering addicts and alcoholics into schools to put on plays that give a message of hope and educate kids about the dangers of substance abuse. They also address issues around substance abuse in the family and how people can get help for those issues as well.
Chicago, Illinois. Robert Smith in 1953 at Camp Henry Horner, one of the few racially integrated camps then in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Robert was a 9 or 10-year-old African-American boy and the best athlete in my cabin of mainly white kids, all of us from Chicago's west side. Somehow, I became the target of white bullies. One afternoon, the bully boys had me floored, one astride my chest while the other sat on my head and punched me. Smith threatened he would beat them both up if they didn't get off of me. They kept pounding me, and after another warning, Smith jumped them from the high bunk and literally banged their heads together. I never forgot Robert, and it was probably no coincidence that 10 years later I was eager to join CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, led demonstrations to integrate Chicago's public schools, and have stayed involved in civil, human, and labor rights struggles all of my life. Thanks to Robert Smith.
Jennifer Trotter, and I'm from Grand, Oregon. My hero is my best friend, Ginger Johnson. She comes from childhood abuse and teenage pregnancy to get her college education, start a small business, run our small town fair board, and still found it within her to take on 2 foster teens. This woman can do anything.
Dallas, Texas says, my hero is my daughter, Sarah. She decided that she was supposed to be a boy and shared that with me rather than hiding it. I'm very proud of her. Some great hero stories from you. And now a look at a real-life rescue hero story that was nearly lost to the world except in the whispered modesty of some folks from more than a half century ago.
Obviously, I didn't know my dad at that time, and I didn't know anything about the rescue until I was in my teens.
That's Patty Weber Hamilton speaking of her dad, Bernie Weber, responsible for one of the greatest rescues at sea of all time. Patty says it was a story hidden behind the mystery of an old-fashioned, unsightly clock on the mantle.
I heard that he had helped some people get off of a boat when I asked about this really ugly clock that we had hanging in our living room. And it was off of the Pendleton. Years after the rescue, a man handed my dad a paper bag, and in it was this clock from the Pendleton. And then in, I believe it was 1984, my dad wrote a book, Chatham the Lifeboatman. And I thumbed through it, and I was like, oh, wow, this is interesting. And the big celebration that the Coast Guard did for my dad was the 50th anniversary, and I sat there going, holy cow, this is amazing what they did.
Yeah, can you imagine? Here's the Coast Guard's greatest hero, and he hadn't even told his daughter what he did.
Bernie Weber answered the rescue call off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, back on February 18, 1952, from one of the worst storms nature has ever delivered. A storm with the power to rip apart 2 stricken oil tanker ships.
I remember Bernie telling me he was scared as all heck, even hoping that maybe they'd order him to turn back. But when they said proceed as directed, then he knew he had a job to do. And he said, I wasn't even focused on the oil tanker. I was focused on the first step, which is get over the shallow area where the big booming waves come in and break.
That's Michael Togas telling the story of the U.S. Coast Guardsman Bernie Weber, who led his small crew on a 36-foot lifeboat to rescue the sailors stranded on the sinking SS Pendleton, which had split in 2. Togas captured the true life story in his 2009 book, The Finest Hours, that's now a blockbuster movie of the same name. Bernie Weber passed away in 2009. The Finest Hours is a stunning account of an unlikely rescue that happened, it seemed, in an eye blink.
I think it all happened so fast, and everybody jumped off of that tanker and got into that little boat, that it was just one of those things where it all happens, and then it's like, oh no, now what? And we just got to turn around, and my dad made the decision to turn off the radio and to head to shore, because he wasn't going to take them any farther out to sea. They wanted him to proceed to the Pollock.
Yeah. He was getting so much advice over the radio. I said, well, what'd you do next? He said, turn it off.
Yeah.
It was making me nervous.
It was Weber's swift and resolute decision-making that brought 32 crewmen from the Pendleton safely to shore. But a hero's welcome wasn't what Bernie Weber was prepared for.
He did say, when we were researching the finest hours, that being a hero can be a terrible burden. I had to give talks in front of rotaries. I would be transferred from station to station. There'd be some jealousy. And he said, sometimes rightly so, other people had done amazing rescues too, but I got all the attention. Bernie's largely regarded as the Coast Guard's greatest hero.
A designation Bernie never asked for and never much talked about. But Bernie did tell Michael he was pleased with the account that was written. His daughter Patty is proud to see the story told again on the big screen, and she feels there's a piece of Bernie in her too.
I definitely do. I've always found there's nothing I can't do. You know, there are hurdles. Sometimes things are difficult, but where there's a will, there's a way.
Patty Weber Hamilton, the daughter of Bernie Weber. Michael Tugas is the author, co-author of The Finest Hours, Disney's The Finest Hours, starring Chris Pine as Bernie Weber, is out today. Although Bernie once told Patty, if there ever is a movie made, have Don Knotts play me. Don Knotts, remember? He played Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show. Not exactly a romantic lead.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.